I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea released the last two Americans from prison, one of them Pastor Kenneth Bai. They're back on home soil now. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says, regardless of the political games, there are two things to focus on. One, the release is a welcome relief. Two,
there are still thousands of North Korean Christians in prison camps in North Korea. Their names are not known. Their stories have not been told. No international government is really pressing for their release. So they are the people that we need to continue to pray for. And where we have opportunity, we need to continue to have a voice for them.
In other news, do you ever feel looked down upon when you're out of your element? Lorella Rouster of Every Child Ministry says the Karamojong of Uganda move into urban areas when pastoral life becomes unsustainable. But there, they're mistreated and they have no skills to survive in the urban jungle, Rouster says.
They have been on our hearts for a long time, and we've been helping mothers and children in the city of Kampala that end up there as beggars on the streets.
ECM has a team assessing how they can address this issue at its root. Pray for God's clear guidance over the team. And when no one else was willing, eight women from Sisters of Compassion rolled up their sleeves and got their hands dirty. Gospel for Asia reports the South Asian village didn't have running water or toilets, and garbage was everywhere. The team focused on being part of the community, showing the people God's love. Working with the villagers, the women educated them on health, hygiene, and happiness. For more information on the sisters' impact, go to our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.